Hey, good evening, LifePoint friends and family. I trust everyone is doing well on this Friday night, and the weather seems to be trending in the right direction, and we praise God for that. We could all use some sun and some warmer weather. Can we get an amen out there tonight? But obviously, you didn't tune in to hear me talk about the weather. I'd like to share with you tonight some exciting news and regarding our regathering plan at LifePoint Church. You know, the last time that we actually met in a physical location was March 8th. That's been over 9 weeks ago. It's hard to believe. 2 months has gone by since we last met together. And little did we know that that would be the last time that we would worship together there in the A-Wing at Minner High School. And so, you know, I just want to take this opportunity, first of all, to thank God, and then the superintendent, the principal, the faculty of Minner High School for graciously hosting us over the last 6 years. I mean, this time has just flown by. But allowing our church to form and allowing our church to grow right there in the high school and enabling us to minister to thousands of people over a six-year period of time. And so what I want to share with you tonight is our next step, what that looks like, where we're going to be, how things are going to come together, and our plan going forward as we regather together to worship. But the first thing that I really want to talk about tonight is the why. Why are we planning to regather? And then I want to talk about how we're going to do that. And then I want to talk about where that's going to be. And then finally, I want to talk about when. So I want to talk about why we're regathering, how we're going to do it, where we're going to regather, and when it's going to happen. So let's talk about why. Let's talk about the reason why we feel like now is the time for us to regather physically as a church. We feel like we have created a safe place for us to gather together for worship. We have put together a COVID task force team who have prayed, who have planned, and who have provided a pathway for us to regather safely. Let me just say this, that, you know, there's a lot of work that has gone into what I'm getting ready to share with you. A lot of prayer, a lot of just, you know, just looking at different things. And so it's been a lot of work to get to this point right now. And I just thank God for the team that he has assembled and placed around me. And so let's talk about why we feel like this is a safe place for us to regather. First of all, we have hired a professional cleaning company who will sanitize and disinfect our facility prior to our regathering. This company really is just taking care of facilities in many different states. And so they're going to come and they are going to help us. And the disinfectant that they put on hard surfaces, touch surfaces, have a 30-day protection applied to that. So we feel good and confident about that. Also, we ourselves are going to disinfect and we are going to sanitize before every service, in between every service, and also after every service. So we feel like the cleaning aspect of things, we have that covered. We have also, as much as possible, created a hands-free environment. So we have reduced the contact that you'll have with common areas, okay? So we have reduced the touch areas as we gather together and to worship. We've also provided social distancing in the seating capacity of our sanctuary. And I'm going to talk about our sanctuary here in a minute. Also, we have provided hand sanitation stations throughout our facility. They're going to be throughout the facility. So when you come in, when you enter into the sanctuary, when you exit, there are going to be places where you're going to be able to wash your hands, take care of that as well. We've also designed a route guidance and routines that are going to promote social distancing as you come into the building. It's going to help ease the entrance into the building, the exit from the sanctuary, and it's going to just help us create a flow coming in and a flow exiting our facility as well. Unfortunately, at this time, no drinks and no snacks. So we're not going to be serving coffee, and I would ask that you would not bring anything, coffee, water, anything like that, snacks, anything, into the facility at this time. Now, I'm not going to say that's going to be forever, but at this time, we're going to ask that you refrain from doing that. Also, we are limiting our social time and our gathering places. And I know how we all like to gather. I know how we all like to just socialize. That's part of who we are. But we're going to have to limit that at this particular time. We are also limiting the capacity of our congregation in each service that we have to accommodate, again, social distancing, okay? So those are just some of the things that we're doing to create a safe, healthy environment. But last but not least is this. We are continuing to pray and to plead the blood over you, your family, and our facility when we gather back together. So we feel like we have provided and can continue to provide a safe, sanitized place for you to come and to worship. Some of you have asked about children. What are we going to do with children at this time? Well, we've decided that we are going to worship together as a family at this time. So we will not be providing our traditional children's church at this time. So I know that this creates somewhat of a challenge for parents. I understand that. However, we are providing seating with tables. We have 6-foot tables that will be placed out within our sanctuary so that those with preschool age children and younger will be able to come and sit at these tables. And we're also providing a few quiet activities for your children so that they can come and worship with you at that particular time as well. Now listen, this space is first come, first serve basis, and it's limited. And the reason that it's limited is because of social distancing. And so the space is limited. It's only for preschool children and under. We feel like, you know, those that are above that age can obviously sit with their parents in our sanctuary seating arrangement as well. So we will still be offering our children's service online at 9 a.m. every Sunday. We would encourage families to participate in that as well. Also, if you want to bring your smartphone, your smart device, if you do that, I know a lot of our kids are able to do that right now. We ask that you bring some headphones if they're going to be listening to things. Obviously, you know the reason behind that. Also at this time, our students will be worshiping with us as a family as well. I know that they had their own class and they would be dismissed after praise and worship. At this time, we're going to ask that all of the students join with us as well during our worship experience. So How then do I attend a worship service? Now, this is where things are going to change a little bit, and I really need you to lean in here and listen to what I have to say here. You're going. Everyone will have to pre-register. You're going to have to go on our website, and you're going to have to pre-register. You can go to, we've created a link, lpcmentor.com/registration. Or you can call the church office at 205-9400. Everyone will have to pre-register to attend our 9:30 and our 11:15 service. And, you know, I understand that this is really inconvenient. I understand that we've never had to do this before, but we've made this as easy as possible. Adam will be providing a walkthrough video if you need any assistance with that as well. And again, it's just the time we're in. I'm not saying it's going to be like that forever, but at this time, you're going to have to pre-register lpcmentor.com/registration. It's very simple, or 250-9400 to register for that service. You'll just have to go in, put your name and the number of people that will be attending the worship service with you. The reason being is we're limited in our seating. The capacity here, especially with social distancing, is limited. So once we hit that number, we're going to have to cut that off and then direct you to the next service. So that's important. Also, at this time, we're going to be offering, again, as I said, two services, our normal times at 9:30 and 11:15. Here's what's going to change a little bit. These are going to be 50-minute services. What we've found on doing church online is there's a lot of things that we can do without to help streamline our services. So in order for us to have time to clean in between our services, we're going to take about 50 minutes each service. These are going to be our time. So that's also going to help us as we understand that the children are going to be in these services as well. So parents, keep in mind that even with the children, services are going to be around 50 minutes, 50, 55 minutes max. All right? So just want to let you know about our services. It's vital. Let me just stress this too. It is vital that you be here on time. We're going to start right at 9:30, and we're going to need you to be on time, and we'll make sure that we get you dismissed on time as well. So some of the other questions that we've been asked, will I be required to wear a mask? Let me just say right now that masks are optional. Okay, masks are optional. If you choose not to wear a mask, okay, if you choose not to, we're going to ask that you make sure that you practice the social distancing, okay? If you choose to wear a mask, you're more than welcome to wear a mask as well. Here's what I don't want. I don't want people judging people if they have a mask or if they don't have a mask on. Let's make sure that we respect each other's opinions and options to wear masks. Some of you may be asking, where do I sit? Ushers will assist you. Please, please don't give our ushers a hard time. They're going to have a difficult job as we come back. But this is going to help us with social distancing and making sure that we're providing a safe place for you and your family to worship. So our ushers are going to assist you when you come in. They're going to help you with seating. They will also dismiss you at the end of the service. So you have to wait until you are dismissed. Just look at it this way. Just think about when you go to a wedding. There's an usher who escorts you to your seat. There is an usher who also will dismiss you from your seat. So we're just going to follow that protocol for right now. Some of you may be saying, what if I don't feel comfortable with coming back at this time? Well, We're going to ask that you just continue to worship with us online until you feel comfortable in returning in person. We still feel like that we can connect through our online service. So if you're not comfortable coming back, listen, please feel free to still worship with us online. And I just want to say this about if you feel comfortable coming back or you don't feel comfortable at this time about coming back, let's make sure that we don't judge one another in this process. Let's make sure that we don't judge people who feel like I'm ready to return. And let's not judge people who feel like I'm not ready to return at this time. You know, there is enough division in our nation right now. The last thing we need is for the church to be divided. You know, the enemy would love just to come in and to divide the church, to separate the church, because he knows that when we are united, when we are together, that's where the anointing of God flows in our life and in our church. So let's not judge each other if we're wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, if we're in service or if we're watching online. Let people make that decision on their own. Let them come to that decision on their own. Let's just make the decision that we're going to stay united and we're going to stay as one body, all right? Now, obviously, I've not gone over everything as it pertains to the protocol and the plan that we have for regathering physically. We have provided, again, a LifePoint plan, regathering plan, that will be mailed to you. Also, it will be emailed to you, and it will be on our webpage. So we're going to try to cover as many areas as we can to get this information to you. So it's going to come in the mail, it's going to come through email, and it will be on our website. Frequently asked questions, do's, don'ts, what it's going to look like when you come back, all that information will be available to you. And of course, if you have any questions, feel free to email us, feel free to call us, contact us, so that we could answer any question that you might have. We want you to come back to a safe place. We want you to come back to a place where you can experience the presence of God as we regather to worship together as a family. So I've talked about the safety reasons. We feel like we're able to come back and worship together. I want to address some spiritual reasons, and maybe you've not even thought about this, but I want to address some spiritual reasons on why I feel like now's the time for us to regather. I feel like our spiritual health is just as vital and just as important as our physical health. And the longer we stay apart, the longer that we are separated, the more that we lose touch with the needs of our congregation. And even though we've used every possible means that we could think of in order to stay connected with you, whether that was through calls, whether that was through email, whether it was through newsletters, social media, we know that even in this high-tech world, people still need a high touch. And that only happens when we come together. I just want to stop for a moment right now, and I just want to take time to thank all of those who have stepped up and said, Pastor, we'll help make calls. We'll put newsletters together. We'll send out emails. You know, all the folks that have been helping us with our live stream and our social media. Let's just put our hands together for them right now. Let's give them a thumbs up and let them know how much we appreciate them, how much we thank God for them helping us stay together. So there are spiritual needs that are taking place within our congregation, and we need to be able to minister to those needs. Also, we need to understand that people are hurting. I spoke with a police officer recently, and he shared with me that most of the calls that he is responding to right now are in response to domestic violence. And I recently read where domestic violence is up 800%. 800%. We're also seeing suicide rates that are continuing to increase. Fear, depression, despair, anxiety are gripping the hearts of people. And so there are a lot of people right now that are hurting. And I simply believe that as we gather together as a family, as the Holy Spirit begins to meet us in our gathering place, that God can minister to the hurts, that God can minister to the needs of our people. So that's another reason that we feel like now is the time that we need to regather. The Bible also tells us in Hebrews 10:25 to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, even so much more as we see that day approaching. What day? The end of days, the end of time. And I've been doing a Bible study on Wednesday night talking about the days and times that we are in. But the Bible tells us that we, when we are in these last days, we're not to forsake our assembling of ourselves together. And so we want to come back together in these days that we're living in so that we can assemble together. Here's why. We have to understand that the power of the church rests in our assembly. Jesus said this, whenever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And so we know that assembly, gathering together, brings a greater manifestation of the presence of God. And so those are some of the spiritual reasons on why I feel like now's the time that we should regather together. So we've talked about why, we've talked about how, we've addressed why as far as safety, we've addressed why as far as spiritually, but where? Where are we going to gather together? Well, here's the exciting news. Again, little did we know the last time we met back on March 8th, did we know that that was the last time we were going to be meeting at Mentor High School. Some of you out there can give me a big amen. We've been setting up, taking down for the last 6 years. Those days are over, praise God. So we are going to be meeting at our new facility on Johnny Cake Ridge Road. That's 7671 Johnny Cake Ridge Road. And we have created, through a lot of hard work, a temporary worship space. It's not the permanent place that we're going to be worshiping in, but we have created a temporary space that I think that you're going to be pleasantly surprised with. It's upstairs. We've also, for those of you that might have trouble with the steps, there is a chairlift here that will assist you and get you upstairs, so you don't have to worry about that as well. So we've created a temporary worship space at our new location that will enable us to worship together as the family of God. Last but not least, the date. Some of you said, okay, Pastor, we know why, we know where, we know when, where, or how, but what about when? Well, the date is this. Mark it down, May 31st. We're going to meet on May 31st. That gives us 2 more weeks to finalize everything, get everything together so that we are ready to worship. I don't know if you know this, but May 31st is also Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost Sunday, that's where the disciples, 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus, gathered in the upper room in Jerusalem, and the Spirit of God was poured out upon them as they gathered in that upper room. Wouldn't it be awesome as we gather together on May 31st that the Spirit of God would just be poured out in our place of assembly? I'm praying for that. I'm believing for that. I trust you will be as well. And so May 31st, 9:30, 11:15, children will be worshiping with us. We also know that daycares are going to be reopening on May 31st. We're going to be looking at our children's church services as time goes on over the next couple of weeks. We'll keep you informed with that as well. Children, students will be worshiping with us. Got to go online, have to register, call, let us know who's coming with you. But listen, even though some of those things are going to be an inconvenience, let's just be thankful. Let's be grateful that we have a place to worship and that we can come and worship together. Listen, I want to thank you for taking this time on Friday night to be with me. I look forward to being with you in person. But before I let you go, and some of you might have some questions, you, like I said, email us, call us. Before I let you go, I just want to pray over you. I want to pray over our regathering. Would you just join me right now in prayer? Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you've kept your hand upon us. We thank you, God, that even as we have assembled in our homes and worshiped you as a family, Lord, we thank you that your Spirit has been with us, that your presence has been with us. But we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you are providing for us to come back together and to worship together as the family of God. I pray and plead the blood over this facility. I plead the blood over every family, every person that will be attending our worship services. I decree and I declare that no weapon formed against them will ever, ever prosper. And when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them. And Father, we just anticipate a great outpouring of your Spirit as we assemble back together in your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And everyone shouted amen. Life Point, I look forward to being with you May 31st. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Join us Sunday, Church Online.